Shmos Parshas Bo, January 2nd, 2014.
Depth, this inyan. Pasuk spot starts. Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor. Kadesh li kol bechor. Sanctify for me all firstborns. Peter kol rechem, the first out of the womb, bivnei Yisrael. Bodom uvabeima. Lihu, they belong to me. Vayemem Shalom, Zachas Hayem Azer, remember this day, Hashem Yitzasim Yimitzayim, Yibes Avodim, that you left, Ki B'chozik Yod, Etzionu Hashem, Eschem Yizeh, V'lo Yeochel Chometz. And you can't eat Chometz. So, it's very clear that B'chor relates to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we normally understand that since Hashem came and he hit the firstborns of the Egyptians, so in turn, since the firstborns of the Jews were not affected, we therefore say that they were sanctified for the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's how we normally would understand. But well, what's there in the Bechor? Why is the Bechor so special? And that's something that I really want to work on to understand. And the more we see, the deeper it goes to understand what's going on with this Bechor.
Us non-Bechors don't think Bechor is very special.
That's because you're not. That's right. Close, but not a cigar. Okay, now let's see in the Gurayi. Go to the left column. So the Gurayi says the following. Omnam, Iker tam hazeh hu davar mufla b'chochma. This, the reason of the b'chor, is something that's outstanding in chochma. Why? Ki le'inyin kedusha dafka tolo akosav peter rechem Shiyotza li'olam bereshis. That when we talk about Kedusha, an inyan of Kedusha, the Pasuk tells us it's dependent on Peterechem, the first out of the womb. Shiyotza li'olam, that he came out into the world, bereshis at the beginning, the first one. So there seems to be a Kedusha that comes from the Peter Rechem, first out of the womb. So it's, we know, the Gemara tells us that if one man is married to five women, he could have five children that are Bechor. Why? Because for each one, it's the first out of the womb. So we could have learned it that it was dependent on the man. And for some reason, the Torah seems to make it linked from the womb, and therefore it's dependent on the woman. And it had to be the first out of the woman to make it be called a Bechor, which needs to be understood. Why out of the woman, not out of the man? Ubozeh shayich kedusha. And this, it relates to kedusha. Why? Ki ha'isha motzia bonim la'avir ha'olam. The woman is the one that brings the child into this world. Vereshis peter arechem, and the first out of the womb, the yotza min ha'isha kadosh. Now we have to understand why. But the first out of the woman is kadosh. Now, before we go any further, let's just understand a little bit. The Gemara tells us in a number of places. Let's take an example. The Gemara says about Esther. The Gemara says in Megillah, Ein lo av v'ein. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Ein lo av v'ein. You told me she didn't have any parents, so then obviously Ein lo av v'ein. So Gemara says that when the father was ready to be called the father, he passed away. And when the mother was ready to be called the mother, she passed away. So Rashi right away explains, the father is a father when he impregnates the woman. So once the woman is pregnant, he's now called a father because he did whatever he could do to make this child. The woman, on the other hand, doesn't become a mother till the child is born. When the mother delivers the child, then she's now called the mother because she did whatever she could for the bringing of the child into this world. So the father's already a father when he impregnated the woman, and the woman is called a mother when she gives birth. So now, what's the Kedusha? Is the Kedusha in that which he impregnated, or when the child comes into this world? Kizehu Yeshlo Kedusha. That's called having Kedusha. These are words we need to understand. Mitzad HaMetzias B'atzmo. The reality itself breeds Kedusha. The child is not a reality when the father became a father. The child only becomes a reality when the mother's a mother. When the father is a father, it's not in this world. When the child is in the womb, it's not in this world. We saw that last week. But it's not in this world. The child becomes in this world when it comes out of the womb of the mother. And then it's in this world. Sheyotza Rishon Lavor Avira Olam, when the first one that comes out to the air of the world, Shehu Rishon HaMetzius, he's the first of reality. Then it becomes a reality. V'chol b'chorav, ein av motzia l'olam. The father doesn't bring him into this world. Of course, the father makes it possible, but the father is not the one that's bringing him into the reality of this physical existence called the world. V'ein b'chor shelo reishis metzius. Rak reishis kocho. The beginning of koach, ability, but not reality. And that's what Rav Yaakov says about Reuven, that he's reishis kochi v'oni. But he's not the reality. V'lo shayach b'zeh kedusha. Kedusha is not on ability. The father's ability. Avla kedusha u'bamash u'reishis ha-metzias. When you have a beginning of reality, all beginning has kedusha. Now why is it that beginning has kedusha? Because we've discussed before that when you talk about kedusha, the only way we can relate it is something that relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say in our davening, Ki ani Rishon v'ani Achron. Rishon has a kedusha to it. Why is it a kedusha? Because it relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Rishon. He's the beginning. And all beginnings have a unique quality because they can relate to that aspect of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, reality, the beginning of it, that's Ki Ani Rishon. And therefore, the mother is the one who's bringing the reality into this world. And that reality coming out of the womb is called Kodesh. V'lo b'meshu b'cholav. Ki amay lazos leben mitzad av v'lo mitzad ha-metzias b'atzmo. It's very nice that the father made it possible. The father did whatever he could do. But he didn't bring it into the world. Lokach ha-kedusha toli v'peter rechem. That's why kedusha is dependent on the first out of the womb. V'dava zeh yesh lehovin. And you have to understand, v'dava zeh yesh lehovin. Men ha-bikurim. You have to understand that from bikurim. What does that mean? In bikurim, the first of the fruits that come, it's not what's in ability to come out, it's when it comes out and it is something of existence, not just a bud, but something that is now grew forth. So from Bikurim we see again that it's not the bud, it's not the ability to have it, it's the reality of that fruit coming forth. Shigam kein tziva l'kadosh dova sheyotze rishon l'metzias. Because they made, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made holy that which comes out first. Ki yesh loseis el Hashem yizborach. Now he starts to give us a little deeper. Because you have to give to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam dovor shehu reishis hametzias. That which is the beginning of reality, you have to give and sanctify it to Hashem. Why? Shal reishis hametzias chal kedusha shuyose b'mayla. He doesn't tell me 100% yet. Why? It tells me beginning relates to Hashem, so I give it to Hashem, so now it's kadosh, because it's the Yoseh B'mayla. V'zeh lo shayich rak b'v'chor peterechem. U'lefichok, af agav sheyam mako, gam kein b'v'chor av. Now he's bothered with another thing. When they hit, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, and he hit the b'chor in Mitzrayim, it wasn't only the b'chor of the mother, it was also the b'chor of the father. So if it was the whole reason of kedusha, of b'chor, stems from that which was in makas b'choros, then reality should be that the b'chor should be both of the father and of the mother. And we see that it's only from the mother, not the father. Yeah?
How do you have a b'chor of the father? It's not a b'chor of a mother.
What do you mean? He's married to this. He's married to this woman. Had three married, children. He now marries.
Okay.
So now, what it should be, if it's related to the Makas b'chorus, so why shouldn't it be that it's both the b'chor of the Av and the b'chor of the Ein? Either one of them should have the Kedusha. Ein lahagdish, rak b'chor shehu peter recher. The only thing you can make Kodesh is that which is out of the first, out of the womb. V'ureishis ametzias, that's the beginning of reality, v'lo b'chor li'av. And that, the b'chor of the father. No, he didn't really answer. He just restated the facts. So we have to really start to really understand much more to be able to get it. Good. Now,
Makas Bukhari's plan was a different.
No, but if you're telling me that's the Mechayev, that's what's bothering him.
Right.
What's bothering him is the very strong question. Is if the thing that's causing the Bechor is the Makas Bukhari, why isn't the Kedusha by both? So he came back and he said again, Peter Rechem. Fine.
Thank you very much.
Didn't answer the problem we had.
What about a woman? Why? She's also the Peter Rechem, a girl that's born.
Mm-hmm.
So why?
Because they weren't, push it if you would learn it, because they weren't at Mitzrayim. If you're learning the Kedusha, comes from the Bechor, from the Makas Bechoris. Mm-hmm. Then he should, they weren't in danger.
Well, so isn't there a marriage that the women did also?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, what I did here is I picked different pieces in the morale that he spoke about the Bechor. Spoke about a little bit here and a little bit over there and somewhere else. So let's go to the next page. The next page is this is all in the Gevuras Hashem, and if you see that the top, you could see that it's in different pockets. So this is in Perek Shloshim V'Arba. We're going to be seeing pieces. We're going to have to, again, try and put it all together to be able to get this thing clear. On the right-hand column, it starts with that which is large letters. Umeis kol b'chor be'eretz Mitzrayim. It's quoting a pasuk. mi b'chor paro ad b'chor ashivcha.
Do we have that? Yeah? Yeah? Good?
Okay. Uv'may seksiv ad b'chor ashvi asher beis abor. V'yesh lomar. Now let's go slowly. Let's get it clear. V'yesh lomar. The Bahasura, when it gave warning, Shibola Hasu Salamaka Shatir Bimitzrayim, Ubavadei Lohoya Make, Bameshihikir Bechor Hashvi Bevei Sabor. That's not the Maka wasn't bid because he hit the low level of Ma'al Bechor. The Lohoya Makpid Mal Bechor Hashovui. People didn't care about the firstborn from the captive. That's not called hitting Mitzrayim, because usually the Shavui, the captive, is not even from Egypt. So then that's not called Makas Bechorus. Ava Bechora Shivcha, that's already a little bit Yesh Bo Makas Mitzrayim, because the Shivcha is theirs. Shoya Eved Ose Melacha. So that's already a little bit touching on the Egyptian. Ava B'maisa HaKosim Mesaper HaMaisa. The Torah is telling me everything that was hit. Hiskir agorua yoser. It's not telling you only the Shvi. It's coming to tell us even. That's the extreme. V'hu b'chor ha-shvi. D'gora yoser arbe min ha-b'chor ha-shivcha. It's even lower. Sha'arehu shovui. V'loma sha'af hu. Lo nitzel. Even he wasn't saved. The Nilka Bechor Ashvi Gam came. They also hit. But Neshohoyu Smeichim Leid Yisrael. You know what he's saying? He's giving you a little bit of an insight. Why is it that they should be hit? Because they also were happy in that which happened to the Jews. And in their happiness, they're part of the deal. And once they're part of the deal, they're going to get the makkah also. Abu Basra, why Shaykh Lazke, don't come and mention them in that which I'm warning. Kilo Yisraq Midi, do makkah l'mitzrayim, because we're warning that which is an effect on the Egyptians. The Shvi is an additional point of the lowest rung in society, was it? Good. Fine. Now let's go further. Next page. Left hand column. First paragraph there.
Where's this from?
Well, it's Maral. This is all Maral. Where is it? I'm sorry, did you ask who it's from? Or who? Okay. Yeah. Good. Mikol makom letziva lekadesh rak habacharim. Who you makadesh? The firstborns. Ki bahem oisa amako bevadai k'mashoisa b'mitzayim. Why? Because to the Egyptians firstborn, that's who the Makkah was. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to sanctify the firstborns. The od delo odif mi b'chor shel av, shal kol modim sheyamaka behem. Everybody agrees they were hit. V'afil v'achi lo niskadosh. They weren't, as we're going to see. Why not? V'ashem hiko kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. Ha'kosev nosam tam l'makas b'choriz. He gave a reason. D'chsev v'omer l'cho l'shlucho v'atimoein l'shalcho. They're right at the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said from the very beginning, send them out. If you don't send them out, if you timoein, you hold back, and in Ihoreg, I'm going to kill bincho b'chorecho. Why am I going to kill your children, the firstborns, your sons, the firstborns? Because Klal Yisrael is called B'ni Bechori. So you hold on to my sons, my firstborns. I will take care of your sons, your firstborns. V'zos ha'maka hi ha'kosher me'akol. V'omru, this is the worst. V'omru chachomim, shezos ha'maka shikula keneged ha'kol. This maka was equal to all the other makas in total. Ki ha'b'chor nikra reishis. Because the b'chor is called a beginning. Now, we discussed a year ago, we went through the 10 makos, how they are against the asara ma'amoros, and how each maka rips apart one of the ma'amoros in Mitzrayim's world. Makas b'choros was to rip apart Bereshis. Why? The Horatius Bameshu Ratius Adovar Hushoko Kenegrakol. We have to understand and keep this. What does he mean? He means a Bechor has a unique Kedusha into it. What's the Kedusha? He's the beginning. Not just he's the first. He's the beginning of everything that happens afterwards. Well, any child that will be born after is only after this Bechor. So then this child is the beginning, whether you call it the breakthrough of the womb, whether you call it the breakthrough of becoming parent, however, which we're going to understand yet, but it's the beginning, it's a Reishis. And all breakthrough, all Reishis has this Kedusha to it. And therefore, all that come afterwards is only on it. In fact, in certain times we call the Bechor the Av in relationship to all the others, because he made it possible for all the others to come out. So he's like the beginning. Good. Ki Horatius Vascholo Lakol. The beginning is the beginning of everything. He said everything that's going to follow is all an outgrowth from him. So he's equal to all of those that come. This is hitting the racious. Their firstborn is their racious. Shkula keneged kol amakos shlo yurebereshis. V'kashe giya amako al reishis shalehem oz yotzu. When the maka reached coming to the reishis of Mitzrayim to break them down, now they can leave. Why? Because everything is gone. Because this is the foundation. And their foundation crumbled. Now Klal Yisrael can walk out. Till that happens, they're still in Mitzrayim. But once you hit the Reishis, now the Reishis is gone. There's nothing there anymore. It's all over. Kashashchola Nilka, when the beginning that which started the whole thing is gone, Shuv lo hila Mitzrayim koach klal. They have nothing, no strength. Acheshiatchilo Nilka, since the beginning was hit. Because man shereishis kayim, as long as that's still there, shazoyelam adayin koach leMitzrayim b'ma, they have some strength. Lo yotzu, they couldn't go out. Good. So therefore, yeah.
So why wasn't it the first man?
Good. That we'll see. I don't know if we'll be able to get there tonight. But that's a question. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said from the beginning, "You don't let my children out. I'm going to take care of you." B'chor, why wasn't that? And if this is the one, push it, we would learn. Just push it, we're going to learn. That just like we say, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world, as the Mishnah says, Ba'asara Ma'amoras, Va'alo B'maymer Echad Yochli Bore? So what? To give Schar to Tzadikim and the Onesh to the Rishonim. So that means by breaking, having 10 sayings, you now are establishing. Now these, again, are to break down this world of that Sara Mamaris. Okay? Hush. It needs more, but... Okay. Vo'amru Chachomim. Chachomim told us, Mi b'chor paro, af paro b'chor hoyu. Even paro was. T'ksiv mi b'chor paro. She'ein lomar, it's not coming to tell us. B'no shel paro, the child of paro, do b'no kvar amar. You already said it. D'ksiv ayoshev al kiso. Alamani mekayim ad b'chor paro. What is it coming to tell me? Af paro b'chor hoyu. Paro himself was a firstborn. V'lov ne'ma. V'ulam b'avur zeh ha'em ha'aticha. I let you stand. I let you be living. In order that you should see my full strength, how far does it reach? Even the Yamsuf. Shaparo Logodo Mizeh Muchan. He was created, prepared for something even bigger than Makas Bechorus. And that's the Yamsuf Sheyidba. That's the Medrash. V'yesh Bazer Remez Mufla. There's an unbelievable hidden thing here. Vudava Ne'alam. Show you Paro Bechor. That Paro is a Bechor is a very deep ish inyan. Lefi Koach Mitzrayim. Show you Tole Bifrat Bechor. All of Mitzrayim's strength stems from the firstborn. Lemazel Tleh. Because they worshipped Tleh, as we know. That was the mazel that they did. And Tleh, the sheep, the lamb. That's why the sacrifice of the Korban Pesach is specific with that. But that, in the sequence of mazolos, Tleh is number one. If you look at the note at the bottom, number 17, you see Shatlehu Reishas Hamazolos. You see that? Right? So therefore, they worshipped this Tleh. They worshipped their firstborns. Chazal tell us
they understood the Cheshivas of the firstborn.
Fine. Right. However you want to say it. Ulefichoch Roy Shiamelech Azeh Gam Kein Bechor. It's only right in their minds that their king has to be a Bechor. Ki Oyegulas Mitzrayim Bosesman, Bemelech Shoy Miyuchad, Yemiyuchad, Yoser, Big Koach Mitzrayim. So it's only proper. Bekach Oyo, who go vera Yisro, Beyoser, Lefichoch Paro Bechor Oyo. So he wanted to show that him being the Bechor can overtake Hashem's Bechor. That makes sense. That obviously he had to be a Bechor. It wasn't Stam a person. It was a Bechor. V'dov v'zeh tovin, this you should understand. This is one of the reasons why the end was with the Bechorim. Lefi, why? Shah Bechorah, Hu koach Mitzrayim davka, k'moshi yisboer. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed level, till he came to the final point to destroy the whole koach of Mitzrayim. Klal adovo kasher inu ki'ikim Mitzrayim eim abuchorim. That's the main. Roi shi hamelech shu yoseh ikir gamkein b'chor.
Why Yosef had to be a Bechor also and had to die before.
Let's hold off on Yosef, okay, because otherwise, I mean, it doesn't bother me, but we could be here all night, literally. Okay. Ki ain't shom bias. Asher ain't shom mace. The Pasuk said there was no house that didn't have someone dead there. Hukshul Rabbi Seinu. What do you mean? You tell me there was no house that didn't have a dead person.
Right.
What do you mean that every house have a firstborn in it? So what does that mean? Alalam dechot to teach us shekol mi shehoyu lo bechor umeis hayu oselel okinav umamido betoch beiso. The interesting medrash that what he didn't bury him out there somewhere. He put him in the house. He buried him in his house. Va'oso laila nishkato va'yakasha beinayim ka'osu yom shekavua. And what happened? He brought them up on the day the Makas Bechoris, the Bechor that died in that house surfaced. And now was the pain again like the day the Bechor died. V'lo'od Elishim Mitzrayim Kovim Oso Bebotayim V'goya Klovim Nechnosim Derech HaKuchim. The dogs went through the tunnels underneath. They took out the firstborn in their teeth. And it was obviously a difficult day for the Egyptians.
So why were the dogs? So the Bechor who was buried was resurrected.
And the ones that were deep in, the dogs went underneath the ground. To bring them out,
to drag them out, and they were alive again, and they were killed.
It doesn't even mean they were alive; they could have been dead. They were dead, but for the people, it was as if they lost them again on that day.
Wow.
Ubir zek moshamanu ki mitzrayim kol chamayitolu bebechoros again, because it's all dependent on the bechoros. V'zeh mipnei sheyovdim l'mazetle shereishes hamazolus bu yodu alechachomim. Known to the Chachomim, Loma Mitzrayim or Yehovdim Lamazel Tle, Bameshim Mitzrayim Nekroim Chamor. We have to see now how does that relate one to the other. Dechsiv Asher Bisar Chamorim Bisarim. Pasuk says that the flesh of the Egyptians is what? The flesh of a Chamor. V'chol Madregosam Chumri. Now he's touching. The Madrega, their Madrega is all physical. Chumri, physical. The Chamor, hu Rishon. The Chomer, hu Rishon. And it's the beginning. Kamoshe's Bola, my Leitzim, Vayir Kaveim, Ala Chamor. And he rode on the Chamor. And as we say, they're riding on the Chamor. Means you're on top of it. You control. But when you are chamor, then you are physical. Sha'achomer rishon. V'chol ha'shenote el atzura hu acharon. Let's take it in a very basic understanding. Clay is clumps. It's there. You can't have the guy who's going to form the clay without the clay being there. First you have to have the clay, and then the person comes along and forms the clay into something. The one who forms it is the one who gives it tzura, gives it a form. So chomer is first, and then comes the person who's forming this clump of clay into something. Ulefichach koach Mitzrayim, koach bechor, shu rishon. Why? Because they're chamor, they're chomer, they're physical, they're clump. Lakach ovdim lemazel rishon. Lakach lo timtza mitzvahs bechor bebeheima tameya. Because a beheima tameya is not what we are. We don't relate to it. Rak bechamor. Because that's the real thing. Kishayich bechamor shu yoser rishon. Kamo shes bar lamayla. Lefichach kasher meis lo abechor hayam amido bebeiso ki koach Elohim shalo. That's their God. V'kasher hikach kodesh baruch hu bechoreim lo achayim bilvadika. He didn't want to just wipe out the living gods. Ela af ameisim ika. Even the dead ones he was going to wipe out. K'mo sheika Eloheim dechsivu bechol Elohei Mitzrayim. Eset Shvatim, all of them. Ki koach Mitzrayim o yikoach b'choros, k'mo shaloka ho avodu zor shalahem, shagam heim avodu zor ha-meisu, kach loku ha-bechorim ha-meisim gam gein. Nimtzu ma sh'oma, gein bayis ha-she'in shom meis, lo ma shagam ha-meisim in ha-bechoros nidonim. It doesn't mean to tell you that there was a dead one in every house. It means to tell you that he even judged the dead ones. That's what he's coming to. That's what the pasuk is teaching us.
It was to totally obliterate that anything that was racist, anything that was bechor.
Let's go further. Another perek. This is in a different perek, and he now takes it a little bit deeper. Okay, on the right hand column. Kaddish libo b'chor. Peter Echem. Tama mitzvah mufurish ma'od b'shvil sh'arag b'choreyem k'ma sh'kosu b'pasha sh'achaz o'zapasha. V'lo tziva rak al Peter Echem. He only commanded on the first of the womb. L'divrei Chazal sh'oysa maka af sh'lo b'pitri rechem. But according to Chazal, it really was even on those that weren't the firstborn. And the pasuk says, "Shom haKosev, hinini horeg bincha bichorecha." So now, mashma shamoa makotia b'moa b'meh shehu bichor shel paro. Hear what he's saying?
What is that?
The pasuk says to Hashem said to paro, I'm going to get bincha b'chorecha. So it's whose b'chor?
His.
So you see clearly that it was the b'chor of man too.
Right, okay.
Uvedivrei Chazal, ein bayis ha-shein shomesh, sho'oyu ha-mitzriyos mizanos tachas balayim. Good Arabs. So they would what? Go and be mizana. Right, have illegal relationships with other people, even though they were married. But yo yoldos mirvakim, but osa ben b'choraya, the main shom b'chor godol b'bayis meis, gamu nikra b'chor. So now, what happened? Let's say in the natural, they didn't have a firstborn, but she had this child from someone else. So now, what happened? He also died. Gam ani. So now that means not only the one that was really from the father, but the other one also died.
If he was a Bechor.
Right.
Right.
Im Kain af Bechor alav meis. V'yira. Now let's go. V'yira. Devadai amake oisa af bebechorav. There's no question. We see that over and over again. Velo od el afilu godol bebayis. Not only was it, but even the oldest. Mikol mokom le'inyin kedusha. But where that's what happened in makas bechorus. But now we're talking about what is the kedusha that we have. Lo niskadesh rak peter rechem. Now, why? If it's from the Makas Bechorus, it should have been all of these people. And yet we see that it's only Peter Echem.
That's the kash we had before.
Lefish ein roi lekadesh rak dover shureishis ha-metzius. It's only the beginning of the reality. Umitzad shehu reishis ha-metzius hu kodush min ha-shenim tzachrav. This is what we said. Because he is the beginning of everything. And therefore, as we said, anything that will relate to be similar to that which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the beginning of everything. He is the racious of anything. So now anything that's a racious has unique Kedusha to it. Ki racious ha-metzius yesh bo Kedusha tomid. Why? He says it straight out. Sharei Hashem Yisborach, who reishis mitzias hakol gamkein. So anything that's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kedusha to it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the righteous, so the kedusha comes to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fichoch roi litin elav righteous hametzius. The chayim bikurei adoma. The same thing is true. The beginning, the firstborn, so to say, from that which grows. Gam kein bechor mila bikurim miloshin bechor. That's why it's called bikurim, from the language of bechor. Sheim reishis priyadama v'yesh b'em kedusha. Why? Ki adama motzia kol ze achezer. Right, then it gives forth. Voracious apri shotzio adomo kodesh. That's the beginning. Voracious hametzias pepet arechem tolo. It always depends on a beginning. Chachshav uyotzel hametzias. Benimtza lokach in mailus hakedusha rak peter rechem. V'chein betruma v'chein bechala shem kedoshim. Why? Racious. Everything is up to racious. Shenira. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Why? Because they are righteous to us. Very difficult pasuk. Because in reality, Yisrael is the last nation, not the first nation. It's the last nation to be created. All the other nations were created, and then came righteous. Then came Israel. So how could you call it racist? He's the last. We say in davening, that's right. So that's what we say in our davening. Sof maisa b'machshava tchila. So that's what was my original thought. See, he's called racist because that's what the reason of the whole being is. It's because of that which he snapped at. A builder builds. Till he's got to the point that it's finished. How does he know when he's finished? Because he got to the point where he got to where he wanted to when he started. Right? When he started, that's where he wanted to get to. So if Masa, b'machshav v'tchila, that was the original thought. Abu b'chor av, av kiracious, oh no, he might be the beginning of his strength. Da'inu koach shalom, einu racious hametzias. Shelo nimtza reishas bolam, vein kedusha laka reishas hametzias. Lakach b'chor av reishas koach, u'b'chor eim reishas metzias, vein shayach rach kedusha rach reishas hametzias. Good? Clear? Yeah.
Why by Adama each year you get a new b'chor?
Because it's a new creation.
But a person, it's once in a lifetime.
Because the same person doesn't go away. The crops are new crops. You're right, that which is causing it, maybe. But the new crops, the other crops are finished. And that's why in the winter, for all practical purposes, it dies.
Even a tree, you say, a tree doesn't die.
No, but that which is, the tree is the same as the ground. Right?
So the tree is like rebirth at spring?
That's right.
So then it has
a season. It's a season.
What?
Even though it's still there.
That's it. It's like the ground.
It's like
the ground. The Hizkir, and that's why the Pasuk mentions, Kadesh li kol b'chor peter rechem. V'lo zocha maka. Over there in the Pasuk that we read, it didn't say anything about the maka. The Pasuk at the beginning, what did we say? The Pasuk says, Kadesh li kol b'chor peter rechem. It didn't mention the Makas Bukharas. Ubapash Shachareo, the one that follows Shi Pashavoyikir via Khaloretz, Omavahiki Kshiparu Shachainu, when Paro didn't want to send us, Vayaragashem Kobucho Beretz Mitzayim, he killed all the firstborns, Halkainan Izoveach. Therefore, I'm telling you, bring the Bukhar. Kinira Ke'elu Shtei Pashas. Pashas Kadesh, Upashas Kohayaki Viacha, Pashas Kadesh Allah Bikurim Shayu Bimailu Yisera, Yelahem Maila Kedusha, Ashnia Liftos bichul bechorei adam v'lizbach bechorei beimetor v'lorif bechorei beimetmeir. So they're two different things. Lefichoch parshas shachreo lo ksiv loshin kedusha rak avarto kolpeta rechem lashon. It doesn't say kodosh. Loshin avor. Good. So therefore, pidyon is on this. For pidyon is pidyon nafsho. Now go down and you see about six lines down. He says, "Va pidyon when you're pode the bechor ugam kein pidyon nafsho umorezer alarigas bechorei mitzrayim." That shows because the first of the mitzrayim were killed. These two, one after the other, morim al shu yizbarach hitzil b'chor Yisrael, orag b'chorei Mitzrayim. Right, but yet each parsha is by itself. Parsha Rishon alo niska kedusha, only the kedusha. That's the kedusha that comes. Right, ve'ein ze morim rak she b'chor hu lechelko yizbarach, because he saved them. And the second one was on the killing of Mitzrayim. Good. Okay. Now we have to go through it and understand it more. Let's go further. So again, we're not going to see the whole pieces, but we're going to pick pieces to understand it, what we need to do. Mefurishu b'toras the Kedushas HaBechorah B'Yisrael. We know it's clear in the Torah that the Kedusha of the Bechor B'Yisrael Mekorahi B'Makas Bechoros. It's an outgrowth of Makas Bechoros. V'Hakoshi HaBenimtza B'Mekorzeh Shemakas Bechoros Yisrael Kol Sugei Bechorah. The question everybody deals with is that it was on all firstborns, as we said. V'Le Kedushas HaBechorah Inechalel HaBechorah Eim Peter Rechem Tal Rachmona. Right? We know that. To answer it, the Maharal writes the whole thing, which we have been through. Let's go to Beis. Im novo leforek es advarim alolu, if we would break it down, l'nukudos nimtza osam sholosh b'mispar. There are three distinct points. Aleph. Bechor ha'av u'reishis koach. Beis, Bechor Ha'eim, Horatius HaMetzias. So the father is the beginning of ability, the mother is the beginning of reality. Ein Roy Lol Kedusha Lachol El Horatius HaMetzias. And Kedusha applies into reality and not ability. V'nira L'forish HaDvarim HaStumim Alolu. And let's explain these hidden things. Good. Now he brings this Gemara, which we've been through, right? We went through that Gemara. Good. Three lines from the bottom. V'nimtzeifol, therefore we should find. The lefizeh, emoisa chola kedusha al b'chor ha'av. If the kedusha would apply by the father, ki aizai sa kedusha chalo tekev b'shas yitzira, would take effect as soon as the child is formed. The maisa leida, because the child's birth, einenu mailo veinenu moramorid, it doesn't make a difference b'toar shem avus. When you talk about father, it doesn't make a difference the birth. All that makes a difference is the pregnation, right? V'alo boruhu d'mitziyuso shel tipas av kishi la'atzma harehi b'teilo legamrei v'chashi v'kaman d'leisa legabe mitziyuso shel parziv habore ha'shleima ha'omer l'ho'cher al yodah. When you look at this child, the kid comes out of the womb of the mother. Does the tipa of the father show up at all? Do you see the tipa, the drop of sperm that came from that father that formed this child? Do you see it at all? No. It doesn't do nothing. All you really see is everything of the mother. Right? Ela shekol ika chashivusa shel metzias atipa. The only importance this drop has, hudafka b'koach haloda agonus bo. It's only in the hidden part of that which has just been born. But not in the reality of the birth. It's in the hidden part of this thing. V'yotz alona mizeh, shekol berya sheyesh b'koach haloda, any creation that has the ability to give birth, koach hanichol b'mitziusa. It's part of its very makeup. With the father's ability is in koach. The father's ability is not in that which it gave birth. So from the very beginning of this father, all he is koach.
The whole tip is koach.
The whole thing, his whole thing is only koach, ability. The mother from the creation on is reality. That's what she has, the ability to give birth to this child. And that's what we call an akara. It's someone who can't because she cannot come to her ability, which she should have naturally had. A natural ability of the woman from the moment of her own creation is to create others, to bring others into this world. That's the mother. V'hainu d'kohamar amaral. D'moysa k'dusha chalal b'chorav. If it would take effect on the b'chor of the father, v'oz aloho yizman ha'chalosha l'kedusha zu teke b'shasa yitzira. It would have been then, the kedusha should have been as soon as the child is formed. K'moshin is ba'al ma'i l'sho'ya nimtza k'dusha yichala ha'reishas ha'koach. U'k'moshin be'emes u'loshin ha'kosev b'chor ha'av u'kori reishas ono. That's ability. That's not the b'chor. U'mdekudezu bo'i ha'svarosa shal mar'al sh'mikivin sh'amakor shal k'dushas ha'reishas u'mishum sh'ashem yizborach. This is the key now. Rabbeinu Shalom isn't because he has the ability to create. The Rabbeinu Shalom is because he creates. He's the reishis of reality. He brings into the world reality. So not ability, but the reality. So then the kedusha of the Bechor, which is the reishis, has to be for that which the Rabbeinu Shalom's koyach is. Not the koach to be able to, but the reality of the creation. V'aloka chetarnu b'Hashem yizbarach b'tur bal kochasi ki kocho u'mitziyuso hemichida achas. When you talk about the Rabbeinu Shalom, the reality and ability is one. But what does that mean? Because he does it. You can have a guy who has the ability to build a beautiful house, but he doesn't do it. Nothing happens. That's not true by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ability and the reality is one. So what makes it unique is not the ability of it. What makes him unique is that he does it. Chein yechidus kamoyo b'shumponim. V'meilu mechuver, it's very clear. Ki v'mokom sh'akoach mischalek min ha'metzias. Ein kam mokom l'kedushas reishas. When you talk about reality, and you talk about ability, that splits away, that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koach is that it's real. Oh, it's real. So only then in the reality could there be that kedusha of being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alkein l'inyan ha'reishis b'sitra d'tuma ein l'chalik b'nekos b'nezut.
And that's why over there, in Mitzrayim, it was Mavchin, right?
Mm-hmm.
How called he Bechal Reish? It's kind of the Max Bechers. Mitzrayim, it's Bechal Reish. It's Bechal Reish.
Okay. Good, yes. Very good. Let's go by. Now we're going to see it even a little bit deeper. Now. Good? Vav. Ala Sheila Arishonu. On the first question, Hine Yitzias Mitzrayim Yotzeres Kedushas HaBechor. Yitzias Mitzrayim creates Bechor. Leel Tezvov Ulel Makas Bechoris. Shemiyad Baboker HaYitziah, in the morning of leaving, Ne'amah L'Moshe Atziva Kadesh Li Kol Bechor Pete Kol Rechem. Vo'oleinu L'daz. Ki ein she'ein amusag shel kedushas b'chor maschil b'b'chor atzmo, the b'chor doesn't start with the child, el she'yesh lo magdish mikodem. There is some holiness that starts before the child. What's that? U'bazeh she'al kedusha hu ayidei rechem. Mekadesh. What brings the Kedusha to this child? Good, gracious, and all of it. But when does the child become Kodesh?
At birth.
At the Rechem, at the womb. So that means the Kedusha is coming from the womb of holiness. And then he has the Kedusha. The father doesn't have to say a word, or that this child is a Kaddish. He's Bechor. He's set aside to the coin. Does the father have to say a word? No. Why? Because the Kedusha comes on its own. How did the Kedusha come on its own? Because it came out of a womb of holiness. Keloma, etzem haKedusha ein b'Bechor atzmo. The Kedusha isn't in the essence of this firstborn yet. Rak shebo mizgala. This firstborn reveals to us that this womb that it came out of was a holy womb. And we don't know it till this child comes out. But once the child comes out, it shows that, of course, the child's holy, but the holiness is not coming from the child itself, it's coming from the womb. Uraya. And v'orayah, what's the proof? Shemyesh chatzitza, very interesting, that if somehow the womb has something on it, bein arechem u'bein abechor, that the womb came out of it, and it didn't come through the natural womb, what happens? Ein abechor is kaddish. So that means the bechor is kaddish. But what's bringing the kedusha?
The womb.
The womb. Now let's understand that. The Nisbonei Noah, Besibas is Galus, Kedusha of Bechor now. Let's think, why is it that the Kedusha of Bechor, Dafka Belel Yitzis Mitzrayim? Why specifically the night of Mitzrayim? Nachzos Aklolo. Now let's go back to the curse of Gezeris Misa, Shenikras, Machatz, Makoso Shalolam. That's how the Torah describes it. Macheth, the hit of the world. Shebo niskalkel ho'odom bo'ofer ato bi'alofo toshu. You were created from dust, from the dirt, and you shall return there. She'aklolo abosisis. That's the foundation to all curses that come. Omnom nitoisvu shom gam nekudacharis. There's another point. Al adoma. To the land, it said, "Kotz v'dardar tatz mechloch." As we spoke about the other week when we spoke about Eretz Yisrael, and the second, "Al chava be'etzev tel di bonim." Third, "Al anochosh orur ato mikol abeima." So there are three parts to it: one is the land, one is the woman, and one is the snake. U'beglal zeh. When all the animals were created, they didn't get the bracha pruravu. K'moshen is baruchu odom v'dogim, v'bnei anochish ha'osid l'kalilu. Chazal tell us because the nochish is going to be cursed.
Right.
So Hashem didn't want to give out that bracha right away. L'kach lo birchem. Shelo yehu b'chlal ha'bracha. He shouldn't be part of that bracha. Only after he cursed them. And afterwards, and they came out after Noach, and they were separated, then it says Pru Urvu. Only later on. Because in the eye and nearer, when you look into it, you see Shakavona Hamishutefas shall clolus nosu elu who shain klola al koach haribui. What's the curse that runs through all three of them? Is the ability for multiplication, to be able to multiply. Why? Because what did it say about the Adama? Called Svedarda, which we spoke about. What did it say about Chava? You're going to have difficulty in having the child. What did it say about the Nochash? You're cursed. All of them are not an inability for Ribui. Shall call Sug Shitstata Ba'otso Chet Eitz Adas. Anything that had the part of Eitz Adas had this curse. Leisha Ba'etzev Tel thee. When man's going to multiply, it's going to be with pain. It's not going to be easy. And when it's talking about growth, so it's kotz v'tardar, as we spoke about. Nochosh, chisoran abrocha shall prove urevu. Kach, sheyochid im yachar im agazera shall misa, nigzu gamken kilkulim, along with death came a curse of this ability, different parts, different things, of growth. Mitzomeach ad ha'odam. Uvitoim lezen. Belel tesvov. But now we come to the night of the 15th. Kishemaschel agal galachzor. Now it's starting to turn back. Now we're going back to before Chet. Va'oros chayim, and now the light, the rays of life, beli sof mit maschilim lahir, that without limits. Va'kochos levatel otsa gezeira shalofa toshuv misrachim. And we're coming to a point where you're not permanently dead. You're not permanently there. Bo salay la'atzmo, bo kiyim oru shel kedusha. Then everything of the night is something bringing forth holiness. Batikun sheyesh bahem kol koach haribui. Now we're back to
Ribui.
Yeah? Good? But not so clear.
Not so clear.
Like this. When we come to the night of the 15th, the night of the 15th wasn't just that we walked out of Mitzrayim. We became the nation. The nation of what we spoke about many times, this unique Ummah. This nation that has life to it. Atem advekim chayim, you're living, because you're cleaving to Hashem. So then it's the beginning of the removal in relationship to them of that curse that held down Chaim or Ribui. That's going to break it down. How? Kedushas Bechora, Kedushas Cholagia Kolacholodo, the Rechem now as Kedusha. Birth as Kedusha. Not, it's not just a place of pain, it's a place of Kedusha now. V'nigzor tzav shel kodesh li peta recha meyodom ad behema. Shebelel tesvov maschil atikun. Tesvov starts the way, the ability to fix. L'chol otsin aklola shel odom arishin l'achachet. L'shem zor bo makas b'choriz b'mitzrayim. L'vato me'a musik shemailas ha'b'chora. To destroy by them Bechora, by the Egyptians, and Rashis Haleide Etzlam, the beginning of all birth, because that doesn't belong by them. They did it Mikol HaChatuma. We got to destroy it. Adarab, Bechoreyem Orokto. That's what we say in our davening. Because Bechor is the beginning. Their beginning is dead. Now we'll start. Valeinu ladas shekashem shematzinu kedusha al bechor adam ubeima kachal kedusha gam al reishis hatzmicha. Now comes holiness, the beginning of growth. Bikurim, Miloshin, Bechora. Avos Bikurim, Vado Aleyem, Hibenigu, that's against the curse of Kotzvedaya. Tikun al Kilal Kilkalatzmich. Vimkein, Pashas, Avos, Abikurim, is a continuation of the night of the 15th. Hagam Sheimokum Lidmso Bikurim Ad Kinesis Lazio. It's all part and parcel of this concept of Bechor, even though it doesn't start till we come to Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
And if we would say it deeper, we would say, because now you came to the place of the removal of Kotz V'Dardar, which we spoke about, then you will bring the Bikurim, which is the blessing of the removal of Kotz V'Dardar. Right? So the whole that's why it's Bikurim so is in the Haggadah. What does Bikurim have to do with the Haggadah?
Right.
Because that's all part of the whole deal. And it's tarfu leil is kadosh chal, ukoholech b'cholil, b'posig echot leil tezvov, bringing Bikurim, all one cut.
So good. The whole Mikra Bikurim is so much more appropriate. Now you just appreciate the Mikra Bikurim. When you're bringing Bikurim, you're talking about the Tzias Mitzrayim. What does it have to do with my apple growing?
Right.
Good.
That makes sense.
Now, we're not going to do the whole thing here for sure. Let's see just the beginning of it. Okay? Just the beginning. So, we say Sipur Mitzrayim. To the children, we say it many times. I got it to Lavincha. It's the day we walk out. Let's start with Beis. The main thing we have to see is Beis. Ikra shel Pasha zu. We got it to Lavincha. B'kedusha b'chora hu osik. We got it to Lavincha is in that Pasha. B'chol atzma shel mitzvah zu. It's woven. It's all woven in to this Bechor concept. Now watch carefully. How do we know that you have to give honor to the older brother, this rabbi, from the S Shebechovid Av? All older brothers know that one.
Of course.
Upirishagra in Yano shall reboise ki kemo shekovid ha'av magia lohem bitzad shehima scholo. Why is a father honored by the child? Because he's the cause of that child. He's the beginning of the concept of children generally, and specifically this one. Kemokein yesh lo lebechor chelek, as we mentioned in the Maral, ba'aschola shalshar holodes haboyim achra. He has what to do with him. Hatanug olatzar, well said. The joy or the enjoyment she'ole ala ovus. From having that firstborn misarev mixes umismazeg l'toch etzem koach holodus shalovus. That's all part of giving birth. Umemel holeches he mitziusa shal habechor v'nasa chelik dak a small part shal avus v'mos l'shalodus. In a certain way, they're part of the fatherhood of the following children. That first one makes the father a father, and he's like the beginning to her. He's like a part of the father's fatherhood starts with him. Now we understand Loshon HaKodesh, Bechora Kemin Avhus Shnia. Chazal call it a second father. What does that mean? Ask any younger kid, he'll tell you. Sha'arei Hamila Av, Binyana hu rishon v'sheni. And this we spoke about. Av is first generation, second generation. V'tekev achrei habeiz mislachdim kol osos hashniim. And after the base follows all the second in the digits.
Right.
Beis shniyas liyichidis, chof shniyas laasris, reish shniyas lameyos. Right? So the second of single digit is the base, second of double digit, second triple digit. Liyitziris ha-teva shel musig ha-bechor. Below od, el shah beis hu psicha shel teva bechor. The base of Av is the first letter in Bechor. Nu'utzi b'beis shichasima shel teves Av. That which is the end of the Av, the base, is the beginning of the Bechor. The nature of Bechora hu ha'avus. Because that's the beginning. Kocha mavlita kocha maloshim ba'atzma sa Bechora kishorisheni. And that's why we quote. Now he goes to explain why Yaakov is called the Bechor and what it has to do, and it's a long piece, a thing, and we'll leave it for a different time. I think we'll stop right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is this maimon? In
which one?
In Pesach?
Which one?
This one, this one, doing that, son of Fez.
Yeah. This is now the son of concept of the Bechor.
Right? Well, I'm not a Bechor.
We know there's at least one.
There's one.
No, there's, I'm one too.
Yeah.